Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. If you're feeling like a hamster on a wheel, constantly chasing tasks and deadlines, but never quite reaching that finish line, you are not alone. We've all been there, right? That feeling of being perpetually overwhelmed, even when we're doing our best. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower waiting to be unlocked? It's called self-care, and it's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Today, we're diving deep into why prioritizing self-care is crucial for individuals with ADHD, and how it can actually supercharge your focus, concentration, and overall well-being. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy feel-good stuff. It's practical advice backed by science and real-life experiences. So buckle up, because we're about to uncover 5 key takeaways that will change the way you think about self-care and unlock your full potential. First off, let's be real. With ADHD, our brains are wired differently. We crave novelty, stimulation, and quick bursts of energy. This can make it tough to stick to routines, prioritize tasks, and regulate emotions. Self-care isn't about forcing yourself into a mold. It's about understanding your unique needs and finding activities that actually energize you. Think of it like refueling your engine with the right kind of fuel, not just anything will do. Number 2. Self-care is not selfish, it's essential. Ever felt that nagging feeling of guilt when you take time for yourself? You know, the, I should be working, or, other people need me more, voice in your head? Throw that out the window. When you neglect self-care, you're like a phone running on empty battery, eventually, it crashes. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally allows you to show up as your best self for others, too. Thirdly, self-care doesn't have to be grand gestures. You don't need a spa day or a week-long vacation, though those are awesome. Simple things like taking a 5-minute walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or having a good laugh with friends can make a world of difference. Remember, it's about consistency, not perfection. Fourthly, find what works for you, and don't be afraid to experiment. What one person finds relaxing, another might find boring. It's all about discovering your own unique self-care toolkit. Keep a journal to track what activities leave you feeling energized and refreshed. Maybe it's creative expression through art or music, physical activity that gets your heart pumping, or simply quiet time for reflection. Lastly, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when self-care feels like the last thing on your mind. That's okay. Just try again tomorrow. Remember, you deserve to feel good, and prioritizing your well-being is an act of strength and self-love. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who struggled with procrastination and overwhelm. She felt constantly bombarded by deadlines and never seemed to have enough time for herself. One day, during a particularly stressful project, Sarah decided to take a break. Instead of checking emails or scrolling through social media, she went for a walk in the park. As she walked, she noticed the vibrant colors of the flowers, the playful chirping of birds, and the gentle rustling of leaves. For the first time in weeks, Sarah felt truly present and at peace. This simple act of self-care sparked a shift in her thinking. She realized that taking breaks wasn't a luxury, it was essential for her creativity and productivity. From then on, Sarah incorporated regular walks into her routine, along with other self-care practices like yoga and meditation. She started to see a difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and less overwhelmed. The results were incredible. So remember, folks, prioritizing self-care isn't about being perfect or doing everything right. It's about showing up for yourself, even on the toughest days, with kindness, compassion, and a whole lot of self-love. Take those breaks, nurture your passions, and recharge your batteries. You deserve it. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one small act of self-care that resonates with you. It could be anything from taking a 10-minute break for a cup of tea to spending time in nature or listening to calming music. Commit to doing it daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. And don't forget to share your experiences and insights with me. Let's build a community of support and motivation together. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.